Welcome to the RST Recap. Joy and I have been having a great day today, watching all the games. Hey, this game, this day started out with Michigan State and doing their thing and falling short on it. And we had an amazing Dayton team early in the day to kind of set the tone. Joy, what was it like for you? This is your first time here at this event. What was it like?
Pretty amazing. It's really intimate. One of the things that was amazing was they said Dayton travels well.
Oh my goodness. But like we were in Ohio.
No, seriously. I thought it was a Dayton home game. It was pretty crazy.
This is a great gym to play in. A lot of our fans came out and supported us, filled the whole gym up. I'm sure y'all heard them throughout the whole game. So it wasn't a big gym like what we're used to playing in every single day, but it's a great gym, and we just did what we had to do today.
And for me, like playing in this gym is a dream come true. It's a blessing for me because I've been growing up watching this tournament. I'm sure same for Obi. So it's just a dream come true.
Then Michigan State, they had some, but the next game I thought was in Kansas. The whole entire gym was filled with Kansas.
Jayhawks came in doing everything. I guess they heard news about Michigan State because they did not need anything unanswered. They didn't want to sound odds at any kind of historical moment. They tried to squash them early. When you think about the players that you saw, who were some of the people that kind of just caught your eye today?
What's his name?
Toppin was incredible. He came out, he was a showstopper from the beginning.
Obi, what got into you in those first 4 minutes? How important was that stretch?
It was important, very important. The team was just finding me in the post. Before the game, we talked about throwing the ball in the post and working out of there because our offense is based off that. And when we got the ball in the post, a lot of things got opened up, and I was able to get buckets off of there.
I mean, this is a guy who is a big-time pro prospect. Anthony Grant is, I guess that's kind of a security blanket. Having that guy, he was giving folks the business this morning. I mean, Dayton came out and did their thing. What'd you like about his game when you were watching him?
He's just physical.
Yes.
Physical. Yes. Athletic. Get the ball to him, it's pretty much over and done.
Yes. Well, we had a nightcapper tonight. We had BYU and UCLA. That BYU backcourt of Tolson and Haas were incredible. We have thoughts about that game as it closes.
It's pretty amazing to watch BYU because they were well put together. Very few mistakes.
Yes.
As coaches had mentioned, any mistake from UCLA, it's over. Because they're just too pristine in their passing, knowing what they got to do, knowing where they got to be. UCLA was all over the place. They couldn't mesh. You could tell. You could tell. It was pretty unbelievable to watch them in such disarray compared to what BYU produced on their side.
I was watching BYU's backcourt, and I had that feeling like when I was watching Auburn here last year. I'm like, this is one of the better backcourts in the country that people don't know about. We're going to definitely see them in March Madness. But I can say, even the loss, my favorite coach, I know from the beginning, is Nick Crone. I love him because you can tell this is a battle of wills with that team at UCLA.
Never been in a loser's bracket. We'll get some rest and play. At some point, you got to have some pride and character, and it's about, about fortitude.
They got all the right kids, they got Sharif O'Neal, they got all these great kids, they're young, they got mostly sophomores and freshmen, but he is clear that it's going to be his way. And he is setting some Midwest values out there in Westwood. As I said before, it's not going to be Hollywood, it's going to be more like Compton. I love his attitude. If y'all see his press conference, he's going to win that battle. You either going to play the way he wants to play. If UCLA wants to get back to prominence, they better support this guy. He's to me in 2 days, I watch him and I'm saying, this is a winner. And it may not show up right now, But if you stick with him and watch him, them Bruins are going to be playing. I mean, he came in there. He came in late. He came to the press conference late.
No, because
extremely late. And I said, he in there letting folks know right now, we got this transfer portal open. And if you want to get in, I'm going to help you jump in that portal. This is like Star Trek. We're going to beam you up because we're going to play a certain way. I love him. And he's not going to show up this week, but I'm telling you, by March or by February, when they end up in NIT or the tournament, I like him.
Oh, there's no bones about it. He is a straight shooter. Straight shooter, tell it like it is. I love him too.
Well, this has been a first day. Catch us, go to realsportsguys.com. Catch us on all our social media platforms. We want to thank our folks at Bowman Medical Group and Aston Mahana for being sponsored. All the folks who've been with us today, this has been great. Go check out all our stuff. There's a lot of content up there. Until tomorrow, peace.
Peace.